It's the Worldwide Sports Radio Network. Radio Network.
CFL, let them know.
Welcome to Saturdays in Canada with Blackhawk Wes here on the Sports Betting Channel. Wes, first of all, golly gee, summer at the pool watching football. We've missed it.
You really can't beat it.
Man, what's nice about this is really, look at our little segment all grown up and becoming its own show. How cool is that? And it, of course, sponsored by championshipfootballs.com, the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. So we really are, we're coming full circle, but it'll be, for me, the third year that you and I have really talked CFL football, and it'll be, no, the fourth year, because we had the 1 year before the pandemic, and this is, and then we had, I've got 2 years of data in front of me, and really, that's what we do. We listen to you, we look at the data, and then I tell you things that I see that maybe you don't pay attention to, but a lot of those things are going to be second half, because that's what I like to bet. So let's do this. Let's start with, why should people watch our show? Here's why you should watch.
It's hard to make a living betting against Winnipeg. It really is. So me personally, and again, this is to hedge my investments. You know, I'm pretty deep into my Toronto future plays.
You had a run there. I think, if I remember talking to the Worldwide Sports Radio Network guys, you hit five of the six sports that we had futures on over a period of like a year and a half.
It was a good run, and it's painless the way that the strategy is. You know, if you're a $10 bettor, you know, you bet $9 on what you want to bet, and you take the $1 and you parlay it with the future on the team that you think, and you can do that a couple different teams, and by the time you get to a championship, you got some skin in the game. And if you're lucky enough to be in a sport where it's a seven game series, well, they go up 1-0. Well, now most apps are going to offer you an early cash out, but that CFL one was special to me because, you know, they play the Grey Cup in November, and I started making that call in September. You know, Winnipeg, they went a month without playing meaningful football just because of how good they are. But it is hard to three-peat. I mean, it is hard to three-peat. And, you know, there was a lot going on there. And you know, that was a great one. And Toronto was even down at the half.
Yeah, so let's do that. Let's start. Speaking of Toronto, they got a bye, so we won't even talk about them this week. But, you know, they're stocked. And we have a lot of issues. But let's start with Thursday night. 9 o'clock Eastern, 47.5, -3.5, BC at Calgary.
So this one I struggle with on both sides, because Calgary typically gets off to slow starts, although defensively they're usually pretty sound. They have what I believe to be the best running back in the entire CFL. I think, and this pains me to say it, because Bo Levi Mitchell is by far and away my favorite Canadian CFL quarterback that, you know, that's ever played. But I think that Calgary needed to move on from him. He wasn't playing top-notch ball. Mayer is the future. He played really sound. So they've eliminated who's our starter from the conversation. But last year, BC got off to a monster start. And now they're coming into a season without their starting quarterback. The Canadian of the year is now the third string quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and their starting running back is no longer on the team. He's playing elsewhere. I think he went to Hamilton. So BC is going to look a little different, although the quarterback stepping in is no slouch, Vernon Adams Jr. And so this one, Calgary is the better team. Make no mistake about it, Calgary is the better team. But I think this is the spot where you take the points, you take the 3.5, just because Calgary gets off to the slow start. They lost one of their starting wide receivers to free agency. And BC's got all the pieces and a proper quarterback to step in. So I'm going to take points in a moment of uncertainty.
All right, so when we come back, well, first of all, we're going to go to break. We're going to hear from Championship Football as our sponsor. If you're a Lions fan, BC Lions fan, you might be a Penn State Lions fan. We're going to talk about some future bets with Prop Swap, and of course, the Cotton Bowl champion, Tulane Green Wave. We'll be right back.
It's the Worldwide Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Saturdays in Canada with Blackhawk West here on the Sports Betting Channel. Remember, you can find us on the Worldwide Sports Radio Network. You can find us with Belly Up Sports. And you really should find us because, you know what? We cash a lot of tickets. And with the CFL, we may be the best place for information on the CFL. Between Wes, his knowledge of the CFL, and the Easy Sports data, it's probably a good spot to be. But one of the things I want to mention is you could always catch up with Wes at the Budweiser's tent before every Chiefs game. These seasons do overlap, and you will have games where you're at a Chiefs game and there's a CFL game. Do you ever put a bet in and then just go to the Chiefs game and worry about it later?
Yeah, the CFL is typically at night. You mentioned being a Chiefs fan. The Chiefs got a lot of nighttime games, but CFL, even when we get into NFL and college football, you know, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, we can count on a game. Sunday is where it gets hit and miss. And then, you know, we get into Canadian Thanksgiving, which is in October. So usually, you know, I am on a CFL game, and that's, you know, I how I feel about primetime NFL games. So most of the time I'm switching away from the primetime NFL game if there's one on Sunday and I'm watching the CFL. Thursday night, it's a no-brainer. I'm on the small screen is college football, and I'm on the CFL on the screen with
Well, that's a great segue because, as we discussed, CFL games are sometimes a little more difficult to find because they were on ESPN last year, right? And now, not necessarily.
So it's good and bad. You got to know where it is. And when you go to CFL.ca, you have to keep in mind that it's Canada and we're broadcasting and talking to people that live in the United States. So international, where the column that's international, they're referring to us, the people that love CFL but live in the U.S. So CFL Plus is not truly an app. It's just a section of the CFL.ca website. So most of the games are going to be available on CBS Sports, CBS Sports app. Which means there's a affiliation with Paramount Plus. So if you have that app, you're golden. CBS Sports is typically a part of, you know, most cable packages. And the games that are not available, opening night will be available. Opening night is going to be on CBS. But the games that are not on CBS, you just go to the CFL.ca website, click a couple buttons. All you have to do to gain the access is give them your email address. And why wouldn't you? They send you great information.
Too, Wes, is nowadays, if you've got a decent book, a lot of the books are offering the links to the streams as well. They're paying for it and giving it to you as a benefit to keep you betting there.
You know what's funny about that, though? What I've noticed is those books that are showing you the game, they're showing it to you with about a 10-15 second delay, which is really convenient for them in the live betting, isn't it?
Oh, no, exactly, exactly. Speaking of live betting, Friday night, 8:30 Eastern, it's Hamilton Tiger Cats at Winnipeg Blue Bombers, 47-5. Talk to us.
So I see -4.5 on the book I use, but -4.5, -5. You are not going to make a living betting against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Hamilton plays them tough, and you know they typically do. They've seen each other twice in a Grey Cup. Hamilton has a new running back, and they got a new quarterback. Bo Levi Mitchell is now playing for Hamilton. Winnipeg's returning everybody. I mean, they are just loaded. They got Kenny Lawler has been consistently the best wide receiver in the CFL. He's on suspension, and I don't even think it matters. They're just loaded at wide receiver. Running back, I mean, they're doing all right. At this point, Zach Collaros is the best quarterback in the CFL. Going into last season, I would have said Cody Fajardo, but you know, he was inconsistent. So the play here, and this is a money play on my 151 or on my Chicago Options Trader group. We're laying the points. We're laying 4.5 on Winnipeg. And I think don't be surprised if this is close. And then as your easy data would show, and that easy data has been dead on with Winnipeg. Second half at home, they're like borderline, they're over 90%, but they were borderline undefeated at one point. So we're laying the points. We're taking Winnipeg. I think Collaros is going to come out big. Their defense, they're returning everybody. They re-signed Jeff Coat for another three seasons. Coach of the year. I mean, Winnipeg is a dynasty.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a little pause in the action here, but we're talking about dynasties and winning traditions. So if you're a Kansas City Chief fan or a Georgia fan, Notre Dame fan, now I do realize that the Fighting Irish, their greatness is old. It's old greatness, but championship football has it. Here on Saturdays in Canada with Blackhawk West and the Sports Betting Channel, we will be right back.
It's the Worldwide Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Saturdays in Canada with Blackhawk West here on the Sports Betting Channel. And if you did get a chance to look at those last footballs, you know, Wes, I think every time they win, I send you, don't I send you a Kansas City ball?
Well, you did the last time. So
yeah, pretty much every time they win, I send you a Kansas City ball. And so going forward, it could be more of them. But you realize those are down payments to get me as a visitor into that Budweiser tent on my visit to Kansas City, just so you know.
I'm just waiting for you to call it in. And
the method to my madness. One of the things we're looking at is this next game is Saturday, 7 o'clock Eastern, 45.5, -1.5, Ottawa at Montreal. But really, it is an amazing year. If you look at all the quarterbacks we spoke about last year, only one of them might be starting for the same team. That's just unheard of.
Yeah, and the CFL, we saw last year in the CFL, a lot of teams, they went 3 and in some cases 4 deep into their quarterback bench. So it's this one is a lot more changes than in the past couple of years. Look at every CFL season I go in with a future, you know, preseason pick. Last year it was Ottawa and you know, they burned me, but you know, we made it right in September and we started on Toronto. This season it's Montreal. Montreal almost beat Toronto for a trip to the Grey Cup last year. And what do? They come back with almost the same exact roster and they add Cody Fajardo. And so the only question is, what Cody are we going to see on the field on this entire season? Because what we saw last year was good Cody, bad Cody. We saw games with 3 interceptions. But if we go back 2 years ago, I was singing his praise. I wanted to see him play on Sundays in America. So I think that Montreal is going to easily handle Ottawa in this game. What I'm looking at as a fan is, what version of Cody are we going to see? We know their run game is going to show up. Montreal's got a tremendous run game, and Stanbeck was out a good amount of the season last year, which built their depth. Their 2 and 3 is every bit a worthy starter in this league. So Montreal is got a really good run game, and this is a team very well could have been in the Grey Cup last year.
So let's look at two things. You know, you mentioned the Easy Sports data with Winnipeg, and we did. We went on a roll where we were just sitting around cashing every single week. Didn't matter who they were playing. Didn't matter where they were playing. But Ottawa and Montreal, they played 4 times last year. Some teams don't play 4 times, depending on if you're not in the same conference or division. So the question I have for you is, how important is, because like with the NFL, we look at head-to-head a lot, but we don't necessarily look at preseason. Well, they just came off 3 weeks of preseason, and they played 4 times last year. When you're looking at your handicapping, A, the first couple weeks, does preseason have anything to do with it? And B, what do you look at last year's head-to-heads?
So the head-to-heads matter, but in the scenario where we're looking at Montreal-Ottawa, Montreal did not have Cody Fajardo last year. And they also were without Stanback most of the season. He didn't come back until the playoffs. And you're talking about one of the best running backs that the CFL has had in the last decade. And you're also talking about couple more years to make that same statement with conviction, but you're talking about that same thing with Cody Fajardo. So you know, you're adding that when you're talking about CFL preseason, some of these rosters had 9 quarterbacks that they were working through. So you can't put too much stock into what you see in the preseason as far as the CFL. In fact, it means less than it does in the NFL because the NFL is trying to figure out what their rookies are going to do, and they drafted players and they made trades for these draft picks. CFL works a little bit different with the draft and even trades, and the money's not truly a big factor either. You're not talking about $500 million contracts. So the head-to-head from last year in this example doesn't matter because they were without Stanback and now they have Cody.
No, there's a lot of teams that made adjustments. They got rid of guys, they added guys, but to say it's a carousel of quarterbacks was an understatement, really.
It is, and it's going to be an interesting season, and you know, we're in the business of making money off of this sport. This is the highest winning percentage out of anything that I handicap for members or for fun. That being said, I could be dead wrong for 2 weeks. So unit size.
Well, yeah, and we always, you know, both you and I and John, when he's on with Sports Betting Weekly, we tip you. We've always said you have to tiptoe into a new season for any sport. You have to practice just extreme money management, data, you know, bankroll management. There's no doubt about it. But right about now, when this show airs on 8 o'clock in the morning, it's going to be about 8:20. Which 8:20 in San Diego is 4:20 in London. Now work with me as I go through this. 4:20 is a great number, right? We know that.
Sure.
I love that number.
So what I got to do is I got to signal through, and I thought, oh my God, Canadian football. They don't make a lot of money, but it's got the Queen's face on it. So there you go. I'm like that Greek grandfather in the big fat Greek wedding. So yeah. What we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit from WADA. We're going to talk about our 420 contest. And we're going to hear from Leif and Lowe. You're listening to Saturdays in Canada with Blackhawk West here on the Sports Betting Channel.
It's the Worldwide Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Saturdays in Canada with Blackhawk West here on the Sports Betting Channel. And you know what? Don't get me wrong. Leif and Lowe, I know they're animated characters. But when you work with guys long enough, like I work with Wes and John, I mean, you become close, Wes, right? It's natural.
I think I text you guys more than most people. And our three-way chat is, you know, 5 a.m. my time. And, you know, I'm on the treadmill at the gym and you know, we're talking about picks.
Yeah. And you know, I laugh because I wake up and it's the first thing I see. And guess what? It's usually the most, don't get me wrong, I love my family. But it's usually the most important text I get that day. All right, so this last game, it is 7 o'clock Eastern Sunday. It is Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Now, 3 years ago, I couldn't even say Saskatchewan. I didn't know they were the Rough Riders. I've been making some progress at the Edmonton Elks. Now, this game is going to be a funny one. It's, like I said, 7 o'clock Eastern time, Sunday night, 45.5. Edmonton is getting 2, but you see it a little differently than that.
I do. And you know, we've talked for years about if you find yourself a good mush, just a great loser, just a losing loser that's never going to win, that's more valuable than trying to find a winner. And last year, Edmonton was that team for us. And you just bet against them. Bet against them, lay the points, lay 11. It doesn't matter. It's Edmonton. They're going to lose. They're going to blow it.
You want to know what their spread record for us was last year against the spread? 2-16.
So if you reverse it and you were on the other side, that means
16-2, baby.
You went 16-2. I'm sorry.
So that's 8-1, which is the 90 percentile.
If you don't make money betting against a team like that, and we figured that one out probably about week 2.
And we've talked whenever we're on anybody, when I'm on Belly Up or World Sports, anybody I talk to, we said that, hey, there's 9 teams. There's a couple we bet on. There's a couple we bet against. And the rest we just kind of leave alone. And it was an incredibly successful formula.
Yeah. So this game, I see it different. And easy data would probably support some of what I'm about to say. Towards the end of the season, Edmund showed some fight. I mean, the Elks, they showed up in spots we didn't expect them to towards the end of the season. And watching the games, they looked like they were playing a different brand of football. So I think they're going to turn a corner. And Sask has got to work through who their starting quarterback is. I'm not saying that it's a death sentence to no longer have one of the best quarterbacks in the league. But, I mean, you can fill in the blank there. They no longer have Cody.
Didn't they have a free fall last year? Right? Remember, they had a great record.
They
kept losing every week, and they ended up losing themselves right out of the playoffs, I think.
They did. They didn't do very well towards the end of the season. And, you know, and a lot of that, you know, I was talking earlier, you know, Cody can be inconsistent. So they may have made the right move by moving on. Montreal may have made a terrible move by going out and getting Cody. However, Sass has to answer that question with this game that we're going to see on Sunday night. And so a team that is pretty much the same, they've had a few, you know, not so well-known additions. I like the addition of Dunbar at wide receiver. He's a proven possession guy that at times can break free. And so I like Edmonton. I think Taylor Cornelius is a productive quarterback that they can rely on. And, you know, even at backup, if Edmonton had to go to Trey Ford, or I really like Kyle Oxley. I like Edmonton in this spot. I don't like Edmonton to win the Grey Cup. I do think they have the potential in their division to be a playoff team. So take the two points. I am advising to just take the money line Edmonton at home.
The other aspect of the Canadian Football League is the whole roster, because they really – it's not racism, but they talk about Americans and nationals like they're two different races, but for roster spots, they are.
They have, and they award at the end of the year. Nathan Rourke won the most outstanding Canadian. And so they're proud of their heritage. They're proud of their history. They go about it the right way. They changed the name to the Edmonton Elks, and the fan base didn't miss a beat. They handled it with class. You know, they got away from, you know, a name that has negative undertones towards a group of people. And, you know, the CFL just seems to go about it the right way. So they have a specific amount of roster spots.
Well, they have health care, too. That probably has a lot to do with
right.
it.
So there's a certain amount of roster spots that go to Canadian players, and there's a certain amount that go to American-based players. But I'll tell you, the players that don't get drafted by the NFL think that they're going to go north of the border and it'll just be easy. It's a different game. When you're a wide receiver and you're running east-west as your motion, and you go to the CFL and now you can run north-south, but you got to remember where the line of scrimmage is. I mean, that's a big difference. The quarterbacks, three downs versus four, that's huge. 110-yard field, it makes a difference. So the roster spots, I think, is better for the rules of Canadian football, because the players go to Canadian colleges and play this game versus the American version of it. They're better prepared for the CFL. How many starting quarterbacks in the CFL right now came up through the college football system in the United States? I mean, it's rhetorical, but the ones that are successful, they did not play in America.
So we talk about early in the season. It's really important. You mentioned it took us a couple of weeks. You know, the bottom line is with the changes in the quarterbacks, you really do have to watch stuff. You also have to remember, from a sports betting perspective, these lines, they're not going to be a lot of easy lines to find. You're going to the first half lines are going to come out late. The lines themselves might come out late. Live action might take a couple weeks, but you got to be patient. And if you listen to what this guy from Kansas City Chiefs Kingdom says, you're going to do okay. What do you think, Wes? Anything you could add?
No, it just, you know, I would tell the fans out there, if you're interested in the game, you know, you're more than welcome to play my plays. I hope you do, because you're going to get paid. But, you know, go do some due diligence. Understand the game a little bit that you're watching. -6.5, it's not the same thing as that extra point is not a guarantee. You can lose a point on a kickoff just by not catching the ball. I mean, it's a very different game, but it is fun. And for a lot of people out there, this could be a bridge to college and the NFL. But I think it's great. Like you said, you're at the pool watching a football game in the summertime.
And again, you're talking to me who's watched. This is my first full year of football. Every single day, every single month, I had football because there was spring football. The XFL football was horrible. This USFL football is a little better than the XFL, but it isn't much better. Canada is better than both of them combined. I'm really, really excited. So every week, this is what we're going to do. As long as we can do it, we're going to have a lot of fun with it. And don't forget 420 contest, because it counts for Canadian football also. Do us a favor. Always be cashing.
It's the Worldwide Sports Radio Network.